Hello and welcome to this live expert session. The topic for today's presentation is SAP TM 9.1 Overview. It will be presented by Peter Flensburg. Before we get started, I need to remind everyone that this session is being recorded. In the recorded session, your name may be visible to other people who are viewing the recording. If you have any objections, please disconnect at this time. At the end of the presentation, we will open the lines for questions, or you can write your question in the chat panel. Now, I would like to introduce Peter to begin the presentation.
Thank you very much. Welcome, everyone, to the presentation, SAP Transportation Management 9.1. My name is Peter Flensburg. I'm the Chief Product Owner for Transportation Management in the Development Organization. I will cover in today's session, I will cover an overview of the innovations, the main innovation topics of our latest TM release. I will be discussing TM on HANA, then move on to a few general focus topics that we have developed for this release. I will then continue discussing a few industry-specific enhancements and finally discuss integration aspects of our TM solution. To get started, I would like to provide a very brief overview about SAP Transportation Management. SAP Transportation Management covers five main processes. It starts with capacity and demand management, then moves on to freight planning and tendering, order and booking management, freight execution and monitoring, and finally, freight settlement. In each of these areas, we've made significant enhancements in TM 9.1 that I will be covering in the next few minutes. As you know, in capacity and demand management, we cover all aspects of master data generation for schedules and freight agreements. We have aspects of rate and charge management, and we cover the so-called pre-booking process for reserving demand for ocean-going transports. The transportation planning aspects covers mainly the area of transportation planning, both in a manual and in an automated way. For the shippers, we get the demand usually from the ECC system, and upon safe transportation of orders, transportation demand is being generated and transferred onto SAP Transportation Management. In SAP Transportation Management, we then have the possibility to either do an automated planning that would cover a route optimization and vehicle scheduling, or the user can manually plan his transports. We cover areas, we also cover carrier selection. We have support for the order tendering process, and then move on to the order management itself. So the outcome of the planning is a number of freight orders or bookings that are then used to manage the execution of the transport. For land-based transportation or for rail transportation, we generate freight orders. For seagoing transportations or air transportation, we create so-called bookings. We also have, as part of the order management, aspects of dangerous goods management, as well as trade compliance management covered in the solution. In the execution part, we manage the physical execution of the transport itself. Here we have very importantly added the integration into extended warehouse management in our latest release. We also have a general integration into event management. That is, event management is used to capture any kind of events during the transport. And we have integrated event management seamlessly into TM, so we can use it also for follow-on processes. Finally, we have the freight settlement, where we do the charge calculation, and we also generate all the documents that are required to actually settle the transport. If we now move on to TM 9.1, TM 9.1 has a number of major innovations. The very first one is a support for rail transportation services. This has been developed in close cooperation with the North American Rail User Group, where we have the most important North American rail companies that have worked very closely with SAP to provide us input, discuss and prioritize requirements, and that has been used as a basis for the development. At the same time, as we develop the order to cash for rail carriers, we also have developed the quote to pay process for companies that are using rail services to move their goods. So we have basically also covered the purchasing side of rail transportation services. Another aspect of TM is a solution that we call freight strategic freight management that handles the purchasing and sales process of rail services. Different to our tendering process, we are talking here about the RFQ process for entire agreements that usually span between 1 and 3 years, and that are usually also issued on a trade lane by trade lane basis. The strategic freight management is a solution that sits on top of SAP TM, so it is making use of all the master data objects that are available in TM, and is then extended to exchange data between carriers and shippers over the internet using our new transportation and logistics collaboration portal that you see on the upper right-hand side. This is a solution that is in general managing the interaction between carriers and shippers and freight forwarders. As indicated, it is sitting outside the firewall, so it provides easy access for other parties to exchange documents. We have also added load optimization capabilities, parcel management, and a direct integration between TM and EWM. I will be discussing these topics in more detail now. To start, I will talk about SAP TM on HANA. TM9.1 will be the first release that actually supports the new SAP database HANA. As an additional deployment option, companies can choose to use TM to run TM on top of the HANA database. That means that all processes and all transactions that you know of can run on HANA. In addition to that, we have some specific developments. One is, you know, that the big promise of HANA is the integration of OLAP, online analytical processing, and OLTP, online transactional processing, on one platform. And to enable this, we have developed the so-called virtual data models that are providing views on the transactional data that is generated throughout operations of TM. And it is possible then, if TM is deployed on HANA, that the exact same data that is used for transactional processing is used to provide views for analytics. And these views can then truly enable real-time reporting, and there is no need for any data replication like it is normally done using our business analytics tools, our BI tools. We have enabled this in the first step, for instance, for transportation costs, for views on revenue. And we provide also a front end to this that is called SAP Smart Business. And we will deliver together with TM9.1 the Smart Business for TM, which is two dashboards that have predefined KPIs with their drill down capabilities in that we will ship. These applications, the dashboards, are developed as so-called Fiori applications that run on any device. They are built on HTML5 technology, so they can be used on an iPad as well as on any desktop application. If we now move on to the more general topics, we start with strategic freight procurement. As said, strategic freight procurement is a process where annual tenders for transportation services are being issued by the shipper. And in order to support this process, we start with a so-called pre-bid evaluation phase, where shippers can review their historic demand for transportation services on given trade lane. They can do transportation forecasting to get a better feel for future capacity demands on given trade lanes. We also support what-if analysis and additional analytics. Based on this pre-bid evaluation, the shipper then is preparing the actual RFQ. And the RFQ contains data like trade lane, what is the capacity, are there any specifics that need to be considered during the transportation. And all this data is then captured in a RFQ, in a so-called RFQ. The RFQ itself can then be sent out to actual carriers or LSPs. We support multiple rounds of negotiations, meaning that the RFQ itself is issued to a number of carriers in the first round, and then based on the responses, the number of carriers can be reduced until finally the business is awarded to one specific carrier. All this is enabled either by a B2B communication, or will be supported in a future support pack also via the collaboration portal. In the end then, there is an evaluation of the responses received, bids are being analyzed, and then obviously at the end, one carrier or LSP is selected, and the business is awarded to this one carrier. As soon as this decision has been made, by the click of a button, the RFQ can be converted into an operational agreement that can then be used for later on processing in TM. This entire process now has been described from a procurement perspective. Strategic freight management also supports the flip side. So the entire process from an LSP perspective, then obviously we talk about selling transportation services, but all the steps that you see here are also available on the selling side as well. The next topic that has been mentioned now a couple of times is our collaboration portal. We have now, as part of TM, on top of TM, the possibility to deploy a portal. The portal is supporting the communication between shipper on the one hand side and freight forwarder and carrier on the other side. With SP0, we will be providing support for the tendering process, which means the shipper can start a tender in the back-end TM system and can then send all the open tenders to the collaboration portal. And then all carriers that have been selected for this particular tendering process can review the tender itself and can respond to the tender. And this entire process is then managed via the portal. In SP01, that will come out early next year, we will, in addition, provide support for the strategic freight procurement process that I have just introduced, as well as for the invoice and dispute management process, where invoicing data is being exchanged between the shipper and the carrier. Another general new topic that we have introduced in TM 9.1 is the concept of load planning. We have in the first release, TM 9.1, we will support load planning for pallets. We have support for a rule-based support. We can understand, obviously, the dimension of the pallets that are being shipped. We have support for axle weights on trucks. We can respect any restrictions when it comes to stacking. And obviously, we have support for the stop sequence that ensures that the goods that are loaded, that need to be unloaded first, in general, get loaded last onto the truck and vice versa. All this is supported as part of our transportation cockpit, where we also have a graphical representation of the truck and where we can view the actual load onto the truck. In addition to the graphical support, we also produce a so-called loading list that contains information on where pallets physically need to be loaded onto the truck. We recognize that this is a first yet important step into the area of load planning and optimization, and we're absolutely planning to enhance this solution further in future releases to also provide support for other goods, for goods other than pallets. In addition, there have been many enhancements in the planning area in general. As part of this overview, I will just mention that we have enhanced our transportation cockpit in many ways, very importantly for supporting the rail process. We've introduced objects like rail cars, like locomotives, and obviously they have been added to the resource list, so they can be selected as resources in the planning. Like we had it also in TN9O, we have support for rail freight orders in also as part of the hierarchies, as you may know them from TN9O. We have added quite a few usability features, and also drag and drop has been enhanced quite a bit. A very important enhancement, especially for the shippers, is now a support for cost comparison. Using direct shipment options, we can calculate the cost of individual shipments, and we can, in addition, display also the cost for consolidated shipments so that you can, in a very easy fashion, can compare the benefit of the optimization versus shipping all the goods directly. Another topic in the planning area where we have made a significant enhancement is the so-called incremental planning. This allows us to plan, to allow the optimizer to plan on existing freight orders. So that not always when an optimizer run is started, new freight orders are being created. If there is still capacity left on existing freight orders, they will be considered by the optimizer and additional freight units can be loaded onto the existing freight orders. We also have now support for default routes in the optimizer, so they will be fed into the optimizer and will be considered for automated planning as well. In addition, another very important feature is the automated trailer planning. This is the process where trailers are being planned independent from their prime movers, and locations where prime movers changed and trailers are being unhooked and hooked to another prime mover are being identified. All this is now a part of the automated planning, meaning that the optimizer will identify the optimal location to do so, and obviously also propose which prime movers should be, which trailers should be hooked onto which prime movers and what locations. Many enhancements have been made in charge calculation as well. Obviously, we have now some continuous improvements in the area of air and ocean, which has been available in TM9O. I will just mention a few of them. A very important enhancement is the support for fuel surcharges now, also via an index table. As you may know, fuel is usually priced based on indices that are available on stock markets, and now we have the ability to capture those index prices and also do charge calculation based on these index tables, which is a very important enhancement. Since TM91 has a focus on rail, we have also made a lot of enhancements to cater for rail-specific calculation requirements. Here to mention very importantly is the so-called Rule 11, which covers very complex charge calculation rules valid in North America. We have added as a new resolution base for charge calculation in general resources. And here we are using explicitly also rail cars. We can use rail cars as a basis for charge calculation. In addition, we have a feature that we call event-based charging that will also be used in the rail industries, but is also applicable to ocean. As an example, you could capture events like the ship has arrived at the harbor, the ship has departed, and we can now calculate the duration of these events. And based on the duration, we can trigger charge calculation. And this can be used then, for instance, for demurrage calculations or for other accessories that need to be charged. Since TM91 also provides support for parcels, we also have enhanced charge calculation for this area. And we also now have a generic cost plus model that is also now usable. If you do internal cost distribution, you can also apply cost plus models for internal rate calculations. Okay, if we now move on to the industry-specific developments, we have first and foremost support for rails. This slide is showing you on the left-hand side the companies we're working with. For the carriers, it's very important to recognize that we are focusing on the order-to-cash cycle. So explicitly, we have not built an operation system for rail carriers. The focus is to support the process from a quotation down to the settlement from a rail carrier perspective. For the shippers, we have the flip side. So here we support the quote-to-pay process. On the right-hand side, you see a few topics that we had to develop. Obviously, there's quite a bit of rate-specific terminology that you will find in TM91. So our locations can now be called stations or junctions. We have obviously explicitly modeled rail cars, and we are supporting very complex descriptions for rail cars as equipment. To support this, we've also built an integration between the ECC plant maintenance module, SAP PM, and TM, and this will enable now carriers and also shippers to model rail cars as equipment on the TM on the PM side in the ECC, and then they can use the integration to TM to automatically transfer these equipments to TM, where they will be stored as resources in the master data and can be used for any follow-on processes there. Okay, and I did already touch on the charge management and invoicing processes. For ocean, one topic to mention here is that we have enhanced our ocean booking. Up until 9.0, our ocean booking was a point-to-point booking where you could go from port to port. In 9.1, it's now possible to define multi-pick, multi-drop ocean bookings, meaning that you can have multiple loading and unloading ports in one voyage. And this works currently for bulk shipments. Okay. Then on the parcel, this is a process very important to mention that we have built from a shipper perspective. The process right now is supporting a scenario where the parcel itself is being built on the ERP side. The information that a parcel needs to be shipped is passed on to TM. In TM itself, we can then call the providers for parcel carrier services like UPS, FedEx, and we can get rates either via a web service call Or we can store the rates for parcel shipments as master data in our system. Eventually, we will identify which carrier will actually ship the parcel. And then we can also, via an interface, make sure that the parcel label can be put onto the parcel. And then all these parcels that will be generated throughout the day will become part of the so-called parcel manifest. The parcel manifest contains then all parcels that are being shipped, for instance, on a given day. And this manifest is then passed on to the parcel carrier, and this manifest is at the same time then being used for the charge calculation. If we now move on to the integration topics, so to provide an overview, we have integration enhancements on the sales and procurement side. We have now a direct integration between TM and EWM. We have also built a first integration between TM and CRM. We have enhanced our integration between TM and GPS, and finally, there's better support for the TM EHNS integration. I will now just give a very few highlights on the integration to between ECC and TM. So I mentioned the integration between the plant maintenance system. We have now on the procurement side also an integration that is working based on confirmed quantities. In 9.0, this was only on the sales side. Now it's also on the purchasing side. We have improved the integration of for the handover locations and the handover date for purchase orders. And the entire process is now also supporting the export-import processing for the buyers and the shippers consolidation. The TM EW integration is supporting the process where the freight order holds all the data of what needs to be loaded. This data is then passed on as a loading plan to EWM. The actual picking and packing is taking place in EWM, and any deviation of the loading plan can be reported back to TM via the so-called loading report. Okay, and here you get the process itself. So it starts usually as a shipper, it starts on the ECC side, then you do the entire planning on TM. The result of the planning is a load plan that gets passed down to the warehouse in EWM. The physical execution of the loading takes place in EWM, and any updates then later on get passed back onto TM, so that TM freight order in the end holds the correct data, what actually got loaded, and then obviously is able to do a proper charge calculation. Okay, the CRM integration has been built for the freight forwarders, and it is actually supporting the process of lead creation. The lead itself is being created on the CRM side, and then from the lead in CRM, an opportunity is created, and this opportunity is then eventually converted into a forwarding agreement quotation. It is very important to recognize here that we have not replicated any TM data. The entire pricing information remains on the TM side. Up until the point the forwarding agreement is created, it also only resides on the TM side. It is not physically replicated onto TM. The focus of the CRM integration is very clearly a UI integration, where the sales professional can use the CRM UI to create a TM document in the background that can then be used, obviously, for all the follow-on processes in TM. If we move on to the next slide, one example for the improved EHNS integration is the so-called 1,000-point rules, which is a legal requirement if a transport has more than 1,000 points, then there's a very There's very strict regulations, and a lot of documentation needs to be produced to avoid those transports. The optimizer can now arrange the transports in a way that they always stay below 1,000 points if possible, and then creates multiple transports that stay below 1,000 points. This feature will be important for anyone who's dealing with dangerous goods and is using TM. All right, this brings me to the summary. TM91 is another major release for SAP TM. It has very, very important features and will allow us to address new markets. Specifically, we are now in a position to support the rail industry and in general also provide support for rail as a mode of transport. And we also have now, besides the many, many innovations that are part of Core TM, we also now have a new solution that is supporting the process for strategic purchases of transportation services. With that, thank you very much for your attention, and I hand it back to the operator.
Thank you. On behalf of the SAP RKT team, I would like to thank Peter Flensburg. This now concludes the presentation. Thank you for your attention. You may disconnect at this time.